going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Charles Davis from the NFL Network. Of course, you can watch Charles's coverage throughout NFL Network's draft coverage starting tonight, 8 o'clock. NFL Network will be live at the draft in Green Bay. Charles, thanks for making time for us, man.
Thanks for having me. Hope you guys are well.
We are well, brother.
It's such an exciting kind of fun moment getting ready for this thing. What's it like for you? You've been doing this a long time, but I imagine it, every time it still feels different.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because each draft has a different tenor, right? You have different expectations going in. There's always the unknowns that are going to creep in. You try and cover every contingency in your mind as you're going through it, but there's no way to actually do that. And you're also, well, look, we're at the stage now as we approach the draft where we are – you know, we're essentially leaping at shadows, because everyone's got a new theory. Everyone's got a new thing, and people you trust, people you don't trust are putting stuff out there. You're wondering if you should trust it. Then the people you do trust, you're like, that goes counter to everything I already know, but he knows better than I do. And now you're changing your mind, and you just try your best to, I think, to stick with what you believe going in. And you do have to understand you're not going to be right on everything. In fact, it's like playing baseball. The greats go into the Hall of Fame if they fail 7 out of 10 times at the plate.
That's right.
All right. Right. So we're, this is something we need to keep in mind. And we also, as we evaluate the people who are doing the picking, more times than not, they're not going to hit on the draft choice.
True.
But you've got to have a good record, right? Hit your starters when you can. Fill in as you go along. But if you have 10 draft picks, the idea that all 10 are going to hit and contribute, oof. But you have a year like that, you should probably retire.
Yeah, immediately. So, Charles, let me ask you the question, all right? So the draft now has become who gets the quarterback. And this draft has been said to not be as quarterback heavy as the one was last year. Yeah. You've done this a long time. How do you look at, when there's not a quarterback, how do you look at drafts and say, okay, but there's still a lot of players you can get on your team?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian. And really what you come out of it with is, and in this draft, I've heard it said many different times, I'm not Mr. Original Thought here. I think a lot of people have thought it, people have said it, but here it is. This is a draft of starters. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be drafted, come into this league, and be good starters in the NFL. Superstars, transcendent players, the quarterback that takes you to the top, remains to be seen. But in the evaluation process, there are a lot more question marks than there are what we think answers. Mm-hmm. And last year, let's be honest about it, 6 quarterbacks in the top 12. One didn't play at all last year in J.J. McCarthy because he was injured. The other 5 played to varying degrees, right, in terms of time on the field, how many snaps they got, and how well they played. But I think you can make a very strong case that all 5 showed why they were drafted in the top 12. There were flashes or more. One was rookie of the year. One could have been Rookie of the Year in Bo Nix. So obviously, Jaden Daniels was Rookie of the Year, and deservedly so. Drake May played really well once he became the starter, and especially down the stretch. Remember, I took Buffalo to the limit in Buffalo, almost got them. You go to Caleb Williams. Yes, Chicago imploded, but there were plenty of times you saw, okay, that's why he was taken number one. Penix didn't get to play until late, but once he did, hit some big throws, kept them in ball games, won games. You get the whole idea. So my point being, we don't know until we actually see it. Are these guys rated as highly? I think Cam Ward, probably you would, if you did put him in last year's draft, you'd start debating around the fourth quarterback. But that doesn't mean when it's all said and done, he might not be better than the ones that were picked last year. We don't know.
Yeah.
But he has talent. We shall see. And now, of course, we got a bunch of wild cards, guys. When will Shedeur Sanders come off the board?
Yeah.
Will he go in the first round? You know, Jackson Dart, what happens with him? You know, my first mock draft, I put him at 3 to the Giants. I mean, I caught more, you know what. And people were like, well, what is wrong with you? Can we take you for testing right now? Can we do all this stuff? I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I don't think he's going to go at 3. But if he somehow goes to the Giants in the first round, I may leave the set and say, that's it. I'm not coming back. I nailed it. I'm out.
Hey, mic drop.
I like it. You know what is really interesting, Charles? There's a million things I want to ask you about, and I want to be sure everybody's watching the NFL Network draft coverage tonight. You'll be a part of it all weekend. The only thing that seems certain is Cam Ward going 1. And then maybe Hunter at 2, right? Because even the Giants at 3 can make a splash or something.
Right.
Before I forget, though, because you are plugged in to the University of Tennessee, B. Mitch and I have been talking about this. James Pierce is clearly a talented player. And at least from the stuff we've read, we can't really get a read on what. One thing Brian and I both push back against are when there a narrative forms that there's like character questions around a player, but nobody can identify what they actually are.
Yeah.
And maybe you can't, but maybe you could dispel it or whatever. But I mean, Pierce seems like a baller to me.
He is. And we saw it at the combine. We saw the athletic talent. When you turn on the tape and watch what he's done over the last two seasons, especially the 2023 season when he kind of took things by storm and had double-digit sacks, and obviously the next year you get more attention. But, you know, a little bit of a willowy frame, that's one of the things. You know, we know he's a sprinter. Probably going to need to add a little ballast there, right? But that's okay. That happens with a lot of guys. The talent is undeniable. The off-field stuff, I've heard the same things you've heard, right? You know, you've heard character concern. You've heard this. You've heard that. You've heard he doesn't love football as much. You hear all these things. I just watch him play and know that, okay, I know there's something there as a player. Now, the interesting part is we've gotten deeper and deeper into these mock drafts. He was a lock first rounder in all the early mock drafts, and lately I've not seen him in there. In fact, in my last mock draft, I didn't find a place for him. Previously, I'd had him. But you know what's the ideal – when I say ideal, you know what the type of thing happens? He keeps lingering. And in Philadelphia at 32, never makes a move. And says, oh, is that a big-time SEC defender? Done.
Yeah,
it's what they do. And you know where Pierce goes. And they have the type of locker room that if these concerns are indeed real, that fits. But we also have that with Mike Green at Marshall. Tremendous player, right? His numbers all came at Marshall. They didn't come at Virginia. Virginia, there were struggles, and he would be good luck trying to find really good numbers there about statistics. But Marshall, it all blossomed, it all happened, but still he was answering those questions throughout the draft process. Will he go early, or will he be lingering around and someone goes, our locker room, yes, boom. And then you got one of those types of players. So we'll see, guys. I wish I had a really good answer for you. I'm kind of like you. Heard a lot of stuff, but no one has sat down and said, okay, here's what the deal is.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
See, I've had people ask me, like, man, what if my son don't make it, like, the higher round? I'm like, look, man, just get a chance to get in the league, because if you're about something, you will open some damn eyes.
Yeah. It's understandable. Like, you guys go through it too, right? You meet these families, and they're excited. They're thrilled. This is the big opportunity. They're all hoping that they're the ones invited to the draft, you know, so they get the nice outfits and walk the red carpet and the whole deal. Look, if you don't get that, and as you said, you get an opportunity, whether you get drafted or you get a free agent contract, It's a great opportunity. I blew my opportunity. I was a free agent. I didn't get drafted. I actually allowed not getting drafted to get into my head so deep that I said, well, they must know I'm not very good. And that's the absolute wrong approach. Yes. And I've been telling people the same story all the way through. No, they don't define you. You define you.
Totally.
And I just know this. When they close the lid of my coffin, the last thought I'll have is, man, I blew an opportunity to give it my best shot to make the NFL. I'm not saying I would have made it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not give myself my best opportunity because I didn't go into it the right way. That'll be the last thought I have, and then slam, it's over. So I've been telling my kids, I tell everyone I meet, don't let that be your story. So mm-hmm. I'm with you totally on that, Brian. That cannot be it for them. There are a lot of people wearing gold jackets, Hall of Famers, that were undrafted free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And round 7, round 6. Back in my day, it was 12 rounds. We didn't get picked. Okay?
Yeah.
Bart Starr, one of the great quarterbacks of all time, was a 17th round draft pick.
Damn.
I could go on with these stories all the time. You guys know that.
Well, it's interesting you say that because there's so much interest in the first round, and then it kind of wanes. And
yeah.
Adam Peters is running the Commanders operation now. And if you look at some of the best success the San Francisco 49ers in building what was a 2-time NFC champion over the course of 4 years or whatever,
yep.
was further down the draft finding guys. Yep. Kittle, Warner, Purdy, obviously. Yeah, and there's so much excitement for tonight, but that it's not over after tonight. And specifically, I wanted to ask you about somebody, Charles. In your latest mock draft for NFL.com, you have the Commanders taking Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle out of Texas. But in your comment, you write, Benjamin Morrison is your favorite corner in this draft. Now, yeah. I think Morrison is projected to go Friday night.
Yes.
This is a dude that I think dealt with injuries last year. But
he did.
As a freshman 3 years ago, he had 6 picks. What do you like about Morrison? What do you like about him maybe Friday?
You know, it's funny you brought that up, and for me, I'd written in my notes the word comfortable, because everything I watched on tape, that's the word that came to mind. Whether he was impressed, whether he was off, whether he was in zone, whether he was a man, whether he was blitzing off the edge as a cat corner, whether he was coming up to tackle, comfortable. He looked fine in everything he was doing. I do believe that Friday is probably more likely because of the injuries. Like, he's had hip issues. So he's had I think he's had both hips done, that sort of deal. That took some time away. His medical recheck came back really good right before the draft. You know, he had his own private workout on Monday, and I was told that went really well for him. But it's deep into the process. So you wonder if people are going to want to take that shot at him, because I do think healthy all the way through, we're talking about him with Will Johnson, Jadae Barron, Trey Amos, all the corners that I expect to go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I love Benjamin Morrison. And Banks, I'm just going to tell you this, guys. I've got him down there. I've got a few people that I think are really smart in this that have called me and said, dude, too low. You got him too low. He's not going to be around there.
Wow.
That's the call. I got multiple calls.
Well, there's questions about the tackle depth here, right? So I could see Banks going.
Yeah, you could see him going. And here's the thing. When you watch these guys play, you guys remember when it all started, what did we talk about? It was him, right? Campbell from LSU was arm length, hand size. Can they do this? Can they do that? We've had examples all the way through of it working and not working. I think for Campbell and Banks, they're both going to be left tackles until proved differently.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't care about the arm length at all. Rashawn Slater had the same concern.
That's the exact guy I think about every time I hear it.
Right?
Yeah.
He's living just fine with the Chargers. Now, the interesting thing is the guy that succeeded Rashawn Slater at Northwestern was Peter Skoronski. And as soon as he was drafted, the Titans moved him to guard. So it's all a matter of how you look at it. And by the way, he's staying at guard. He's not moving back out. It's all a matter of how you look at it, what you think is going to work. And in today's ball, I take him, I play him there until I believe he can't play anymore, and then I move him into guard if I have to, but I've still got a really good lineman. We don't have the same stigma that if you draft a left tackle and it doesn't hit, then he's an absolute bust. Robert Gallery went through that. Remember that when he was number 2 overall pick out of
Raiders.
Iowa?
Yeah.
And it didn't work well at left tackle. They moved him to guard. He played really well for double-digit years in the league, and everybody still says, he was such a bust.
Nah.
No, he wasn't a bust. He was a good player. But he didn't make it at left tackle, so that made him a bust in their eyes.
Well, if you look at the Cowboys when they had their great line, you look at the Eagles right now, not all those guys are playing positions they played in college.
No.
They get the best five on the field, and that's why I haven't been concerned about it. When they brought Tunsil here, you move Coleman to another spot, get you another guy. You get the best five guys out there, that makes your team better. It's not that, I got to get the left tackle, the right tackle. Who cares?
No, and in today's ball, the left tackle, right tackle almost need to be the same guy. It used to be you put your road grader at right tackle, your dancer at left tackle, and protect your quarterback's blind side because 9.9 quarterbacks out of 10 are right-handed, mm-hmm. right? So you do that. Now I think you need, quote-unquote, two left tackles because what do the elite pass rushers do? They'll either switch sides.
They jump around.
Or they move to the other side anyway and take advantage of the so-called weaker tackle.
Yeah.
I would just leave it this, that Super Bowl the Eagles won against the Patriots. You guys remember Jason Peters, who's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day.
Yeah.
He went down. Do you move Lane Johnson from right tackle to left tackle? The Eagles decided, man, instead of weakening two spots, he's staying. And by the way, a lot of pass rushers in our conference stay on that side. Let's use Halapulavate Vaitai, get him right, and work our way through. They didn't know if it would work, but they did it. They hung in there. They won a Super Bowl. I'm always much more of an advocate of one move, not two moves on my offensive line.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Big V. Talking with Charles Davis, you can watch him all weekend on NFL Network as they cover the NFL draft. Starts tonight, 8 o'clock in Green Bay. Charles, specific to Washington tonight, lot of talk, a lot of suggestion. They want to move back in this draft. Yeah. And, you know, after the big trade to go get Laremy Tunsil and lesser draft capital out the door, but the trade to go get Deebo Samuel, it's easy to see why they might want to move back. How likely do you think that is? And what are some of the teams that might want to move up looking like?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the quarterbacks. Again, we're coming back to QBs. Mm-hmm. Even in a year where they're not rated as highly as last year's, it's still big capital because let's work right through it. Tennessee, very, very quarterback needy. Okay, we assume they're going to take Cam Ward. Cleveland at 2, extremely quarterback needy. All right, they've got Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. 3, the Giants. Yeah, they signed Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, quarterback needy. Okay, so your top three teams are truly in the market for a quarterback. Your next one is, are the Raiders a wild card one, even though they signed Geno? We'll see. Mm-hmm. But then we're definitely getting to New Orleans at 9. Have to be quarterback needy with Derek Carr being hurt. And last year, that combination of Spencer Rattler and Jake Haefner, I don't think that's where they want to go.
Nope. We saw that combination in person.
Right? We saw it in person. That is not – let's just put it this way. I'm a big fan of Spencer Rattler as a person and how he's grown, developed, the whole deal. I've stayed in touch with the young man because you remember his high school years were kind of rocky, all right? Mm-hmm. People were like, ooh, I don't know about this kid. I think he's done a fantastic job that way. But he and Tate Havner right now, they're not wearing the tag team champion belt, okay? That's not where you want to go, okay? Moving from there, your next true quarterback needy team is probably Pittsburgh at 21. So if these quarterbacks don't go in the top 10, in that area, is Pittsburgh going to make a move if they get to a certain point? Pittsburgh over the years has not done that. All right. As an organization, they're not real big on making those moves. Their big moves actually came in free agency.
Yeah.
Getting DK Metcalf. So if that doesn't happen, guys, now we're starting to get into that range of, do people make a move? Who would it be? Well, we've already identified them. Cleveland, the Giants. Is New Orleans a candidate to come back in? Everybody's saying, do you come back in the second round? I don't know if people want to wait. I think they may come back in into the first round, and that means now Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart. Does anyone have a flavor for Jalen Milroe? Is Tyler Shuck, with all of his experience, but a one-year guy who made it through on injury? That's where we're coming into. Remember I said for chasing shadows? A lot of these shadows are coming out now and saying, Jackson Dart before Shedeur Sanders. Jackson Dart before Shedeur Sanders. I was like, oh, my goodness, these shadows are really screaming now. There's no telling what we're going to get. No telling.
Yeah.
But that's what's going those are the teams I think are most likely to do something. Because in this draft, as we said, starters, you can find good players. And by the way, the same guy at 10 might be the same guy at 70.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the quote-unquote same guy. I forgot who I just saw recently who said, we don't have 32 first-round grades on players. We don't have enough for a first round. But guess what? They're still coming off the board. So yeah, it's going to say first round on somebody, even if people don't have a grade on it.
I can't wait, man. We'll be watching you, Charles. We appreciate you making time for us. It's going to be fun, especially this wide open. Who the heck knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if it gets to a certain point, Washington and Adam Peters may be able to do what you talked about. They may be able to move back and accumulate more capital. It just depends on that point. I feel like the break point's going to be around 2021 where Pittsburgh sits. I feel like people are going to feel like they have to get up there just in case. And if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm making every noise about doing something to make people come up. You know,
yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
They're telling the world they ain't taking Shador. Or maybe they are. Who knows?
Yeah, all you want to do is make sure they believe you're going to do something. Just like years ago, San Francisco and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they made a lot of noise about that number two pick. And the Bears made that swap with them to go get Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is what quarterbacks make you do. Quarterbacks make you move like that beautiful person you've been dying to go out with, and you're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go. And sometimes that move pays off, and sometimes that move backfires on you. But someone's going to make that move.
That's totally it.
Can't wait for it. All right, Charles, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend.
You guys take care. Always great talking with you. All the best. We'll all have some fun this weekend. Be good. Right.
Thanks, man. Just absolute class act.
So cool.
Total pro. Always appreciate getting to talk to Charles Davis. He's so good at what he does. A lot to try to disseminate there. As we get closer, if you want to hang, if you want to go out tonight for the draft, there's a draft party tapped at MGM National Harbor. Hang with Grant and Danny and watch. Listen, the Commanders pick's not going to happen till 10:30, 11 o'clock if they make a pick. So you can go party for a while and enjoy the draft. The picks will be coming in. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This song's so bad. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Never played that, should not be able to play music again.
Landfill. All right, B, I got a question for you. If you missed any of our interview with Charles Davis, get on the Odyssey app or the podcast, wherever you get this stuff. Check it out on YouTube, whatever you want to do, and listen to it. I agree with this from Neil Belcher. I tweeted out simply, Charles Davis is the best. He's such a professional. Like, I've interacted with him in person enough that he's just like so cool and calm and like just the same all the time. Neil Belcher responded, most underrated color analyst covering the NFL. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I don't know why everybody's calling, but hell, let's take calls. If you got a draft take that we need to know.
They were calling about that song.
It might have been about the song. Whatever. If they're calling about the song, we'll definitely take it. I'll do phones the last half hour before the draft. Folks are excited.
Yeah.
If you're looking for me and B this afternoon, Brian.
And I swear.
Brian will be singing. You got shows on the Commander's social channel starting at 5.
I'll be there at 5, but I think we do our first show maybe 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Okay, so just check out the Commander's YouTube page. You can check out all Brian's stuff. I mean, I imagine it's all hands on deck. You, Fred, Logan, Tana.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Okay, there you go. I'll be on Channel 4 all afternoon, all evening. Check us out. There's going to be a draft party at Tapped at MGM National Harbor with Grant and Danny. If you're looking for some place to go, watch a game, have a couple beers, have some fun, that that will get you set up. Landfill, what's your plan to watch the draft?
I will be at home. I will be on my couch. I might get some Fritos or something.
The what are the Fritos we like, B? Honey barbecue? You've completely converted me to those little corkscrew honey barbecue joints.
They are good.
Would you get that kind, Landfill?
The twist. No, I'd get the normal ones. I don't do those weird new age Fritos that you guys are into.
Listen, man, I
new age.
I've generally not been a Frito guy.
I think you're seriously crazy, though. He called something new age?
He did.
It's been out there forever.
A lot of calls.
Not as long as the original ones, though.
Got a point. Dude, something blew my mind the other day. I found this on Instagram. Do you know where Fritos used to be made?
Where?
What?
Where?
Texas?
Maybe they had multiple locations. They used to make Fritos in Bethesda.
Really?
Look. Where Fritos were made, 4860 Bethesda Ave, what is now the Apple Store.
Mm. That's the original place it was made?
Maybe that's where they made them locally.
Oh.
Because I do think it says on there they're from Texas or something. But they were making them. What is everyone calling about? Landfill said one thing people are calling about is they want to know what time we believe the pick will come in tonight.
Right. Close to 11.
I'd be locked in around 10:30, and it could happen 10:30 to 11. If you go through and really like time out the pick, it'd probably be about 10:48. For those that are really focused on getting that correct. B, my boy Brendan Fry texted. Tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met my buddy Brendan. He's funny. He's joking around, I think. He said, we're usually picking in the top eight. So if I have to stay up till midnight tonight just to watch us trade back, I'm going to be pissed. I want instant gratification.
Go to sleep early then, Brendan. Because they might trade back. You might want to stay. If you stay up till 24th and then they trade, 29th and they trade, you know what you got to see? The 28 people that we're competing against, what they did. And start developing hate for all their picks.
Landfill, will you be mad if they trade back?
No, because I'm going to be awake at that time anyway.
Are you going to nap to get ready for the draft?
Of course.
Yeah, probably. By the way, a lot of people are calling. They're very upset with you for insulting the song, I Swear by All for One.
I just wasn't feeling it in that moment. I got to be honest.
Yeah, one dude said you better not talk about that song again. That was his wedding song, you knucklehead.
What was his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, let me be clear. That song sucks.
You wild.
And I swear. Listen, man, if it's your wedding song, I hope you enjoyed it. But does my opinion on your wedding song really matter? I'd argue it shouldn't. Speaking of things that shouldn't matter, so earlier I mentioned there was an anonymous quote going around about Shedeur Sanders that really trashed him that I thought was junk. So then this dude, Jordan Schultz, tweeted this out. Spoke to a high-level NFL exec. The anonymous negative quotes that pop up every year, total garbage. If you got something to say, put your name on it or keep it in-house. Every team has access to similar intel. Why would that need to be anonymous? Why wouldn't you put your own damn name on the, hey, put your own damn name on it?
Exactly.
Right? Like...
Unless he's protecting the guy.
Unless he's both. Maybe that dude is both of them.
I would tell you straight up. If I had something negative to say, I'd put my name on it.
Brian, I think you've got a pretty long track record of that, sir.
But, you know, it's a lot of weak-ass people that work in front offices of NFL teams, and they screw people's lives up because they sucked when they tried to play sports.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of... It's a funky game, but... We do love it.
JP, I think that place was just a place where they were selling Fritos.
Nah, dog, I think they were making
it. It was made originally since 1932 in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, but Brian, back in 1932, they couldn't ship stuff that far and maintain freshness. They didn't have preservatives or trucks or highways. Dog, they didn't build the highways till the 50s.
Okay.
So they probably had to make them in a bunch of different localities.
They found a way. I'm gonna see
Were Fritos ever manufactured in Bethesda? Is not a hill I'm willing to die on. but the Instagram post I saw made it seem like they were. Best possible scenario for you, B, tonight?
For me?
Trade back?
No, that they pick. Because I'm kind of, I'm not completely like the guy who just said whatever, your friend. But I don't want to stay up that long.
For you just blasted Fry, and now you're saying I don't want
to
stay.
No, I would still like to see a pick. But if they don't pick one, I understand. I'm not going to lose my mind like Brendan is. Hell, if they don't make a pick and they trade back, maybe I don't have to do an extra show. Then I could run over and get me a sippy before I go to sleep.
How late is DC Prime open?
Yeah, don't worry about DC Prime. I'm going to have to go all the way. One Loudon stays open a good bit.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I ain't going to One Loudon tonight. I'm going home. I want to be clear about that. Lanville, you can investigate. Your best scenario tonight?
My best scenario? We either, because I'm stuck, bro, because I want to say – I got two best scenarios. We even pick up.
Well, that's
up the,
kind of you even pick up to a best scenario.
But you know, this is just the way I think, JP. So we can either, you know, pick up best available edge rusher at 29, or we could trade back, get more picks, and I'm fine with it. Those are the two best available things to me.
Texting with Jimbo about my rude stuff coming this weekend, B.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, you know, he's a draft guy. He is into the trap.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what do you want to happen? He said, honestly, I hope we don't do anything. Take two picks in the top 60 to five picks in the top 100. I tend to agree there, dude. I think this draft is so wide open that I want a volume play in the top 100. I think you heard Charles Davis say that he's not entirely sure whoever gets picked at 15 is that much better of a prospect than who gets picked at 45. So just give me more cracks at the apple. I'd like to trade back, get more opportunities, try to find more guys. They still have plenty of holes. I want speed at receiver. I think they'll add another back. I think you need a corner, an edge, maybe a linebacker. I want it all, baby. That's how I operate, Lanville. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. Number, according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero.
Okay, and?
I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Most people didn't have it anyway, probably.
I didn't have it.
Probably because all these – you ever notice that you give your information to one reporter, then all of a sudden you're getting calls from reporters that you never talked to before?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It happened.
No idea.
It's happened.
No.
I'm telling you, Jay. You never gave somebody my number, JP.
I have never given somebody your number without telling them – without telling you – hey, they asked for your number. Are you cool if I give it to them?
Okay. All right.
That's the only time. That's the only way I do.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about when I get a call from somebody that you didn't ask, when people don't ask me anything, and then somebody called me, and I'm like, where you get my number from?
That's not me, dog.
No.
What, Lanville? Lanville is giving out your number.
Ask B. Mitch anything is tomorrow, not today.
Want it? We could give out his cell, and it could be for the next week.
That's a good point.
Y'all get my number out. I promise you, y'all won't make it the next day. It's not a threat. That's a promise.
That's a promise. Josina Anderson says, league source says the Jets might make Breece Hall available via trial.
I heard somebody say that maybe 2 weeks ago. I think somebody on Instagram asked me, would I be cool with them? I'm like, yeah. What are they asking for? That dude's good.
Is good. I'd almost rather just draft a new young running back. You know what I mean? Depending on what the... Hall can play, undoubtedly. He's definitely good. He's played 3 years. This past year was probably a bit of a disappointment. But saying that and then recognizing he had over 1,300 yards from scrimmage and 8 touchdowns, is that really disappointing? He's going into the last year of his contract, so this is more about contracts. If you're getting Breece Hall this year, it's probably costing you a fourth. It's not going to cost you a lot.
Cost me a fourth, and his running ability can help me get. But then that what's called, I wouldn't care.
You probably got to figure some contract stuff out. You got to pay him, would be my guess. Shout out to all the people sending me information about Fritos in Bethesda. Appears they did make Fritos on Bethesda Avenue.
1940-something. Then it caught on fire in 51.
Well, let's hope nothing catches on fire tonight. Landfill has been talking significantly about stabbing White Brian. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's make some bets.
Ahala.
Or apparently what action has been taken off the board.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, we looked on all the sports books and we can't find odds on whether or not Brian will get stabbed tonight, which leads me to believe that somebody has inside information. So the books took it off, you know, so they don't lose their shirts.
Why you want Brian stabbed?
I don't. I think it's terrible that it's going to happen, but I think it is inevitable.
It's going to happen, I think
I'm warning him right now.
I think you're the top prospect, the top suspect.
Brian, go straight home and stay there.
Yeah, he's got me a little worried. Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Shook.
What's that?
He said he should be shook.
He should be shook.
All right. There are a lot of kind of fun draft picks out, like fun bets out there. Like Walter Nolan, Ole Miss, D tackle. A lot of people are really excited about him all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. He's plus 475 to go in the top 10. Like there's going to be surprises in this draft. Man. Mm-hmm. Jackson Dartby. Plus 320 to go in the top 10. Shador, plus 300.
Why is he, if he's not going first round, why they got him lower than Jackson Dart?
I don't know. I don't even know if we made bets yesterday. Did we all kind of pick the Caps?
I picked
right?
Dylan Strome.
I think we all picked the Caps to win.
Everyone just guessed a score, so I just gave everyone a win for the Caps.
Bang. All right.
And
not
I
Jeff,
told
though.
You Dylan Strome was going to get a goal, so that's a parlay, that's two wins.
Jeff did not get a win.
No, he wasn't here.
You done worrying about me now, JP?
We're all in it together, buddy.
Give me the Knicks and the under of the OKC and Memphis game.
I was about to take the Knicks, dog.
Give me the Knicks and the under on a OKC Griffiths game.
I'm taking the Jets.
Give me
ETS, Jets.
Steven Bunting and Jerwin Price.
Are you taking darts again? What sport
Premier
is that?
League darts, baby.
Are you actually watching that these days?
No.
No. But
he's trying to be more weird than Landfill by picking an obscure sport.
Hold on. I do have the zone, and sometimes I do be catching some of the darts.
Well,
games.
I know where we can they go throw darts right in D.C.
Damn, B's trying to throw darts at you.
I don't know how good I am, but I'm up for the challenge. I don't care.
If you don't know how good you are, I'm guessing you're bad.
I'm good.
I'm bad at darts. I don't try to pretend to be good at darts.
I've never competitively played darts, but I might get lucky.
I'm going to chase some money here. Over 2.5 running backs selected in the first round. I don't really know the how or why of that.
But
go with
it. You got it.
Or I'll take the plus money on under 2.5 quarterbacks.
Jeff, me and you going to Flight Club Darts.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's actually dart place, like a damn pool wall, but all darts, all over the place.
What? Wear protective eyewear, Jeff. look for B on Commander's YouTube. You can look for me on Channel 4. I just got my hit times, B. Ready for this? 407, 507, 607, 654, and 749.
You're on the 7, dog.
That's busy, dog. Draft party tonight, Tapped at MGM National Harbor. Going to be a blast. Plenty of draft stuff. We're back tomorrow, breaking down the pick, taking your calls, looking ahead to night two.
Or the trade.
I love this weekend. Or the trade. That's right. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you some darts.